Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, it looks like the Tulsa Farm Show is going to be postponed for a bit due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Farm Director Ron Hayes has the story.
In an effort to cooperate with local officials, Midwest Farm Shows has elected to postpone their 2020 Tulsa Farm Show. The new dates, February 25th through 27th, 2021. John Riles with Midwest Farm Shows, owner of both the Tulsa Farm Show and the Oklahoma City Farm Show, says that they want to make sure that their exhibitors and vendors, as well as the farmers, ranchers who attend their farm show in Tulsa, will be protected, that they won't be exposed unnecessarily to the continued spread of coronavirus. So, just like the Oklahoma City Farm Show was postponed last April to June, the Tulsa Farm Show will also be postponed from December this year to February 25th through 27th, 2021. I'm Ron Hayes.
The unique challenges brought on by the pandemic has actually created some efficiency opportunities, said Bill Northey, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. Surviving 2020 has been important, especially for the NRCS staff, Northey said. Being able to manage while out of the office with all of the challenges was a priority, and Northey said they got a lot of conservation on the ground.
You know, a lot of times I mentioned we're still getting a few of the Farm Bill programs out from 2018 and not particularly slow compared to normal. Well, for coronavirus food assistance programs, we needed to get those out faster. We're getting closer to the deadline of our second program for sign up. So December 11th is the final date for sign up for Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2. Nearly every ag producer out there qualify for it. To be able to establish a 1 and a 2, we had to figure out who to pay and how much and how to be able to get those structured. We had to put rules together, get them to Office of Management and Budget and interagency clearance, write software, get our folks trained, get the word out to producers. And producers have really responded well in coming in. And we moved about $10 billion out to producers for support during Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 1. And then CFAP 2, we're a little over $10 billion now as well, probably on our way to close to $14 billion by the time we're done with CFAP 2.
Collaborating with other federal agencies has also been key to managing program implementation. Looking ahead, the USDA officials said they'll start off 2021 with CRP sign-up beginning January the 4th. Crop insurance, ARC, and PLC sign-up continues, and hopefully there will not be a need for more ad hoc government payments, said Northey. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.